The Computer Fraud and Abuse Act was invoked pretty soon after it was passed, and this was in connection with the Morris Worm. The worm is named after Professor Robert Morris Jr., who was then a graduate student at Cornell and is now a professor at MIT. Professor Morris wanted to measure the size of the internet at that time. So, he wrote a program that was pretty short, about 100 lines long, and the idea behind this program was that it would go to a machine, send a ping back to the home computer, replicate itself, and get installed on the next neighboring computer, and so on. So it was supposed to be a research project. The problem is that there was a little bug in the program which caused the computers on which this program was installed to crash. Now, we have had a lot of computer worms since then, but the Morris worm is famous because it is estimated that about 10% of the machines on the internet at that time were affected by the Morris worm and essentially crashed, which means that the Morris worm succeeded in crashing about 10% of the internet at the time. Professor Morris was convicted under the 1986 Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. In addition, the CERT Center was established at Carnegie Mellon University as a result of this incident because the US government wanted to be able to monitor computer security issues nationwide.